I'm Brianna McHenry.
And I'm Stephanie Della Porta, and we are your guides for the When in Bloom podcast.
Join us weekly as we include tips, tricks, and alignment tools that support us on our personal journeys,
bringing you back to the knowing that you have all that you need within you to bloom. Hello, lovelies, and thank you for joining us on the When in Bloom podcast today. Even though I say us, it will actually only be me in this episode, but I'm feeling Brianna's energy with us. Unfortunately, these past few weeks, I don't know about you, but for us have been quite challenging emotionally, physically, mentally, in many different and similar ways. And of course, our schedules reflected that energy when trying to get together to record this episode. So it just seemed to not align at the same time. And she's told me to go ahead solo for this one. But in all honesty, it feels really weird not having my partner in spiritual crime. Partner in spiritual expansion. There we go. Brianna, I miss you. I'm actually recording this on the first day of the Sirius Gateway. And if you've never heard of this, don't worry, because until last year, I hadn't either. And basically every year during the first week of July, from the 3rd to the 7th, our sun and the star Sirius conjunct, activating a sacred gateway of energy, bringing heightened vibrations and spiritual advancements, as we are all able to access this high frequency energy and use it for heightening our intuition, technological innovations, business endeavors, and creative inspiration. The star, the Sirius star, has long been revered by many ancient cultures, especially if you look into the history of ancient Egypt, and it's often referred to as our spiritual sun. And it helps us to activate and shift us to higher levels of spiritual awareness. Our amazing guest, actually, Tiffany Tin, in last week's episode, shared her wisdom on the Sirius star system and the galactic beings from there. If you listened to that episode and you felt a resonance or a connection with Sirius, then during the time of this gateway, this portal, it may become easier for you to receive messages from Sirian beings, or perhaps even remember past or parallel lives from Sirius. That's so exciting. Actually, at this time last year, I was taking pictures of the sun, and I didn't realize until about a week or two later that when I actually zoomed in, I captured a photo of my first ever, well, first that I'm aware of, interdimensional being or alien. I've actually shared it to my personal Instagram highlight under portals, but I'll also share it on the When in Bloom social as well. Hopefully I remember to do that. Another portal linked to Sirius is the Lionsgate portal, which is in August next month. And also last year, I unknowingly captured two videos of more interdimensional beings, but I don't think I'm going to share that until next month. So you're just going to have to wait on that one. So this episode is most likely going to be one of our shortest yet. And in all transparency, because I always like to keep it real with you all, I wasn't even sure if I was going to continue with this episode on my own. And right as I was about to make that decision, I had messages just start pouring through me to share, which is always the case. And then of course, I began to see the same theme and the messages that I'm going to talk to you about. And they just started popping up online, like just everywhere. So clearly I need to do this episode, and what I need to say needs to be said. Thank you, universe. All right. So I'm going to start this episode by asking you, would you call yourself an artist? And I'll give you a few moments to think it over. I'm not sure what your answers were because I can't hear you, but I can tell you from my own conversations that many people believe that they're not creative. However, I just want to throw this out there. If you believe that you are made in the image, or you are a fragment of the ultimate creator, source, God, divine, goddess, universe, whatever you want to throw in there that resonates with you, then is not your very existence creativity in motion? I used to believe that life imitated art. But life doesn't imitate art. Life is art. You, as this animated, creative energy, everything you do in your life is art. Your life is your art. From the color and style of your hair, the clothes that adorn your skin, how you take your coffee or your tea, the way you cook a meal, your smile, how you write, the way you show love to others, the way you make love, the pictures that you take, the words that you speak, what you dream about, how you decorate your home, the way you walk, right down to the sparkle in your eyes when you are doing something you love, something that lights you up. Art is not limited to a canvas. Your whole life is your canvas. You are the artist. You are simultaneously holding the brush, creating the ultimate picture that you desire, and you are also the picture itself. Really, every single person and being on this planet is a living masterpiece, a walking, living, breathing piece of art. We're all given this beautiful blank canvas from birth, and we choose what colors will fill our days. As we live each day, more colors are added to that canvas. There are days of bright, vibrant purples, reds, blues, yellows, oranges, and greens. And some days there's the darkest of blues, grays, and blacks. Slowly outlines begin to form, and sometimes the image gets clearer. And other days we can have no idea what picture our lives are painting. And I won't lie, that's kind of me a lot of the time. But all I know is that I just want to fill mine, my canvas, my life, with as many vibrant hues as I can before I run out of paint. And I'm here to encourage you, to empower you, and inspire you to do the same. Art is what happens when exactly what's on the inside confronts what is exactly on the outside. And it's okay to let go of what you thought you wanted your life, your canvas to look like. It's okay to change your mind. It's okay to give in to the colors that want to move and pour through you. As a painter myself, I see the world through the lens of beauty, through the lens of magic. Colors are brighter, experiences fuller, emotions deeper, sometimes too deep, sometimes so deep that it really hurts. But this is how we embody fully this human experience. When you begin to see your life as a canvas, you realize that you are in total control and total power. You have power over your experience on this planet. You have power through your thoughts, your actions, your words, your experiences, based on your perception of each of these within any given situation. Too often we're taught to relinquish our brush and hand it over to someone else to paint our life for us. By doing this, you willingly give your power away and begin to lose trust in your own ability to create the life you want, the life that you came to Earth to live. I must say that from an early age, we've been taught to seek validation approval and opinions from those around us, which in turn, forgetting our own abilities to color our life exactly how we want them to look. We allow activities that feel like chores, requirements, and obligations to overlay those that bring us fulfillment and passion and joy that really allow us to be in love with life, with our lives. Ask yourself, how many beliefs are actually your own? Do you hold that perception, that belief, because you first experienced it yourself and didn't like it? Or because that's what you were told to think by someone else? And this could be a parent, a friend, a school teacher, even perhaps a government. You see, Earth is a planet of physical manifestation. All that you see in your daily life is because someone else first thought of it. They imagined it before bringing it into existence, before creating it. It needed to occur in thought before it could become form. And what is thought but our beliefs? The store that you buy from, the vehicle you drive around, the plane you travel on, all of the movies you watch, every single book that you will ever read, even the device that you are using to listen to this right now, every single thing in our world was first created in the mind before creation in the physical world. The very fabric of reality is woven together with the threads of someone else's thoughts. This is why belief work, and Brianna is such a big proponent, a strong proponent of belief work. And I agree with her. This is why this is so important. And going off of that, your soul came to Earth to have a unique experience, an experience that is meant to be different from another's. No two canvases, no two lives are ever meant to be the exact same. So for myself, I started painting seriously probably at about 12 years old, maybe, honestly, give or take. I don't remember. I barely remember what I did last week. I don't know what I did when I was 12. So I've only taken two art classes or workshops in my entire life so far. And I had my first one when I was young, and the teacher would say, look at this picture and copy it. And I was very good at that. I became very good at imitation. And for a long time, I was stuck in that mindset, needing to imitate a picture in order to paint it. So I actually put more pressure on myself because I had to find a picture that I thought I could paint all the time. When I would paint landscapes, which is what I did primarily back then, not as much anymore. I do a lot more different things now. But when I would paint landscapes, I would think, can I paint this? And if not, I'd have to get another picture because I had to be able to imitate it. I ended up setting limitations for myself. So for me, it was all about making it look exactly the way someone else saw it, which really, when you think about it, is not the point of art. The point is how you see it, how it makes you feel. And I really believe that in our present society, I think this is what we do to ourselves too. We're always trying to imitate someone else with the way we look, the way we act, the way we dress, instead of realizing that your art comes from just being you and you alone. We're not here to imitate or duplicate the art or the life of someone else. You're going to hear me say this a lot in this episode, and I'm going to keep saying it. We are responsible for creating our own life. There is actually a common quote I've heard and seen numerous times now, it seems over the last year and a half, that it is not happening to you, it's happening for you. And I just want to say that even in the most challenging times, I do believe that even when a situation seems hopeless, our perception of it, the way we choose to see, the lens through which we choose to see that experience, can turn it around. And I've said this across my own social media platforms, but I'm going to say it here. If you ever feel like giving up on this life, on your life, if there are times that seem too challenging, that you don't know if you're going to make it through, I want you to take a deep breath, open your eyes, and look at the living, breathing art around you, because it's always there. Turn your eyes to a sunset or to the face of a lover or to the enchanting waves of the ocean or to the smile on your own child's face and remind yourself that there is too much damn beauty to quit. Being an artist requires responsibility because it's your vision, your painting. You are the one that has to choose which strokes go where. You have to focus on the details. You have to choose the colors. It can be challenging when you don't know what you want this beautiful picture to look like. And I really think that's where most people struggle, is not even knowing what they want their life to look like. It's hard to create something when you don't know what you're creating. But this life is yours. It does not belong to someone else. Someone else cannot paint it for you. There's a practice that I do that I learned from when I lived in Australia. And what you can do is you can place one hand over your heart and one hand on the crown of your head and say, either silently or out loud. I like to say it out loud because I feel like hearing my own voice really helps me reclaim my power. And you're going to say, no one and nothing has the power over me. Sounds really simple, but sometimes even the simplest things have the most impact on a vibrational level, even if we can't really see it right away. So I continue to say this until I believe it, because it's important to protect your magic always, to remind yourself of your own sovereignty, your ability to create your life. As the artist of our own lives, we have the power and, most importantly, the choice and free will to change the final image. If you want your life to be a magnificent picture, then you need to begin by realizing that you are the artist. Your soul is drawn to the things that will help you unfold your most glorious expression. Give in, claim it. I've also noticed quite a lot over the course of my life that most people are so quick to book a vacation, always looking to escape their lives with the belief that their life is happening to them and not for them. I no longer believe in that. I believe in creating a life that I don't want to run away from. You see, I love this metaphor, this analogy of your existence or life as a canvas. I do use it a lot. But it's not only because I'm an artist, a painter, but because I see and I feel the value in it. The same way that a painter can take a color and transmute it, alchemize it by mixing it with another color, you can do that within your own life too. And you also have the ability to paint over and start over. That power is also yours. That's the beauty of art. Probably another reason why I love it so much is that nothing is ever fixed. It's only complete and it's only final when you say that it is, when you feel that it is. It can always be changed. Once again, it all just comes back to the power of choice. Choosing to hold the brush, choosing the colors that you want to fill this canvas, the details, the emotions. Everything is was, ever has been, a choice. This is the very concept of free will, which is why no one from Earth or from the stars, this includes your guides, your spirit guides, your angels, can choose what your image, what your canvas will look like in the end. But most people feel that their canvas is being painted for them, that they have no control over their life. And this is when we slide into a victim mentality. So just remind yourself that you always have a choice. The more people that embrace this, the more beautiful this earth can become. Because we can create the reality that we want. We can create a new earth, a kinder earth, a more compassionate earth that we live on. And change, any type of change, requires us to step up and own our power as individual expressions of an eternal energy. When we begin to follow those activities that completely light up our souls, we start to activate a new energy to upgrade the old. We have no control over another person's canvas, another person's life. We are only responsible for our own. And the more people take responsibility for their hand in creating the life around them, the more we're going to see change in the world when we become the artists of our own lives. If God / universe / source / divine / creator / goddess / whatever resonates with you to define this creative energy, this infinite intelligence that flows through all things, if this energy had a face, okay, well, it does. It has many faces because we are each a fragment. But if we were to paint the face of this God consciousness as a whole, we would each be a stroke. We would each be a color. Every single being on this planet, human or otherwise, in this universe and beyond, we are all an individual stroke of color that, when blended together, make up the larger picture. Every single color is needed to make the whole. Every single soul offers a unique color to the portrait of consciousness. As we come to the end of this episode, I hope it has offered you a chance not only to see your world differently with beauty, with reverence, but to see you, your life in this way also. So I'm going to leave you with this final thought. Creation does not only occur on canvas. Our whole life is one work of art. Every thought, every action, every word, every feeling, every moment holds a unique color of energy, a vibration, a frequency that is imprinted not only in our own soul history, but the history of the cosmos. So I want you to ask yourself, am I rushing the process with quick, uneven strokes? Am I taking the time to lay the foundations? Am I aware of the small details? Am I forgetting to look at the bigger picture? What does my life currently look like? What do I want it to look like? Because isn't that the ultimate question? What do we want our lives to look like? We are the artists of our own lives. We are creation in motion. What we paint with our lives, we manifest. The responsibility to create is ours alone. Whatever energy, love, joy, pain, adventure, judgment, fear you choose to feed becomes your truth, adding a specific color to the canvas of your life. This reality, this incarnation that you are currently living, is merely one painting in the gallery of your soul's existence. When it is time to put the brush down and return back to the stars, what will you have created?
Thank you.